the Paul Correa studio for another episode of Light the Lamp. Welcome in. I'm Alexis Downey, and it's hard to believe, but the 2024-25 Anaheim Ducks season is over. It felt like it went by in the blink of an eye. I feel like it was just the holidays. We were all excited, all those home games, and now all of a sudden, the season's over. Playoff hockey is underway, which, by the way, has already been very exciting, as we expected this first round to be. But the players are already heading out of town for the Ducks. They did their exit interviews over the weekend, and we're going to be settling into summertime here in the Ducks offices. I, for one, want to say that it was such a fun season. Third year for me. Really enjoyed all the growth, I suppose, is the best word for it this year. Not only for the team, myself as well, but focusing more on the team. That's what this episode is going to be about. I was there on Friday to chat with some of the younger guys as they took part in their exit interviews. Now, was planning to be there on Saturday to get more exit interviews for you guys, but the team had different plans and we were not able to be there on Saturday. Instead, the Ducks announced that Greg Cronin will no longer be the head coach of this team. And GM Pat Verbeek did speak with the media on Saturday afternoon a little bit to shed some light on that decision, just noting it was a difficult decision, but in the end, it wasn't about wins and losses. There was just some things that were of concern that, in Pat's opinion, could not be overcome. He did thank Crow for building a culture of accountability and instilling that work ethic in the group, but ultimately deciding to keep that conversation between Pat and Crow private. In addition to a couple other things, you know, you can point to special teams this season not being up to par. But overall, I mean, certainly a lot of growth. And just want to thank Greg Cronin for his time here. I felt like I learned a lot from him. Always very helpful with his insight. And it was great to get to know him while he was here. But now we look ahead to the future, and it's going to be a very, very big summer for this Ducks team. We know that Pat wants to take a shot once again at some free agents. So I'm excited to see how it all shakes out and who's going to be the next head coach of this team. So stay tuned for all of that this summer. But going back to what I mentioned about this episode, this is about the young players, the guys that I got to catch up with on Friday. So I'm going to share some of those interviews with you now. We're going to start with Leo Carlson, his second season with the team. You know, every time I talk to Leo, I'm just blown away, not only by his maturity for his young age, but he's just such a nice human and always love to catch up with him. His second season, big steps for him. 76 games played compared to last year when he only played 55. That's, of course, because he was a part of that Leo plan. Last season, in his first year, 29 points, 12 goals, 17 assists. We're just going to go through some of the numbers here. This season, big step forward, 45 points for him, 20 goals. The only Duck under the age of 21 to ever get 20 goals and 25 assists as well. We saw him just get more confident as the year went on, more comfortable. His faceoff percentage improved this year, something that he worked so tirelessly on and something I actually talk about with him in this interview a little bit. So he's going to be heading back to Sweden. He's also going to be heading to the World Championship, which was not mentioned in this interview, but he's very excited to represent his home country in Sweden at that this summer, and we will be cheering him on. So let's get started now with that conversation with Leo Carlson. Leo, you finished up your sophomore season. A couple more games played this year compared to last year, but how are you feeling about the way the year ended up for you?
Yeah, ended up was great. I mean, yeah, obviously, I produced that I didn't do in the start of the season. So, yeah, tough start, but then a good finish.
For you, looking at your points this year, bigger output, 20 goals as well, you know, are you happy with the way that went this year, or are you still looking for more?
Yeah, no, I'm just happy how it ended. I'm not happy how it started. Like, if I scored 45 now and I, you know, when I run last couple of games of the season, I just believe that I can do so much more. So hopefully I get more next season.
How did you like getting the full season experience this year?
It was fun, you know. Not have to worry about if you're going to play this game or not. So it was fun. A short little mini concussion there. I don't remember where, but missed some games, but it was still like kind of full season experiment, so it was fun.
What was your favorite part about this second season? I know that's a heavy question, but do anything, maybe a arena you liked playing in, or just like a moment on the road even?
No, I mean, maybe just playing in New York, maybe it's always fun. And maybe my, you know, O2 winner against, you know, the home first home game, maybe. Yeah, so it's all like, those two.
What's on the bottom of your Van sneakers too?
Oh yeah, those exactly. Yeah, yeah. Those ones is a higher pick for that too.
I mean, you probably never thought you'd have your own shoes made for you.
No, definitely not. No, so it's just, so super fun as experience to do that too.
When you think back to just the way that you grew within the team, your own maybe leadership this year, you know, how do you feel like you were able to kind of grow into that, even though, you know, only your second season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I have a lot of respect for guys, and I think they respect me too. So I just, you know, I can talk, and the guys just kind of you know listen a little bit for sure. But you know, exactly, it's a you know, age thing, like seasons type of thing. Like you grow into it a lot. So I'm just, you know, super excited to take on that role in the future, and just, you know, be a leader for a team, absolutely.
Playing with Cutter and Killer at the end of the season, mainly, I know that's something we've talked a lot about, but finishing up the year with them, how did you feel like they were able to even help your game out?
Yeah, I mean, I played with Killer my whole career, basically.
Yeah, so it's true.
For him, it's just like he wants to give me the puck at all times, which is, you know, obviously helpful. Mm-hmm. He's a, super smart player. Like, he's been in the league a lot. He understands the game really good. And then Carter just, you know, like, add a speed ball with a great shot over there on the left wing. So he knows that I'm going to find him. He knows that I'm going to give him the puck. You know, opt out for that one timer or just, you know, seek the open space. I'm going to find him. So perfect chemistry, and hope, you know, we can play together in the future.
Mm-hmm. Tim Army helped you a lot with faceoffs this year. Were you happy with your growth there?
Yeah, I mean, it's not passing a B. I mean, it's still a lot of improvement I need to be. You know, I mean, like, I'm going to get guys who have, like, you know, 30 years old of experience taking face-offs. So it's like, it's always going to be tough, but
yeah.
I'm getting better and better. Like, some games I can be awful. Some games I can dominate in circle two. So it's like, it's tough, but I need to get better during the summer and just, you know, work hard on it. It's just reps, so.
Mm-hmm. What does your summer look like? Will you be heading home or training back in Sweden?
Everything in Sweden, probably. A few weddings. I have to go to London's wedding, maybe I go to. Or maybe I'm going to go to that wedding, for sure.
I would expect you to be at that one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's like my only big plan. Like, otherwise, I'm just going to chill with the friends, hang out with family. My little brother is probably excited from coming home, so. My older brother gets a kid, by the way, in July. So
you're going to be an uncle.
Yeah, Uncle Leo. So I'm going to hope that I'm going to be home for that, which is nice. I guess, like, it would suck if, you know, like, it's going to give birth or whatever in, like, October. Because they can't see him there for all the years. Right. It's going to be tough. So it's perfect that she comes off that, I guess. Yeah.
Are you prepared to be an uncle?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do that much. Yeah, but I guess, I don't know. It's going to be a role model for a kid. I don't know. He's a girl, though, so I don't know. We'll see. See how much role that I can be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Get her a Carlson Ducks jersey.
Yeah, I have to. I have to get something. I think it's about, like, a little bodysuit or whatever, and then some, like, these socks.
It's
kind of cute.
Nice. Leo, as we finish up this interview here, what are you looking to improve on this summer? Maybe physically, or, you know, once you get back out on the ice?
Yeah. Obviously, everything. But that's, I'm not going to give you that answer. Just, like, maybe small. No, what's it called? Like, tight space of speed, maybe. It's like when you turn to get it off on the same speed or whatever. Shots.
Yeah.
Keep, you know, just, yeah, I'm just going to keep shooting the puck like that. Like I did at the end of the season. Obviously, face-offs is going to be a huge improvement next season, I hope. You know, I want to give you know, be a guy you can trust in the face of that. And, that's it.
Build off that emergence you had since the Four Nations face-off and all the experience you got there.
Yeah, it was cool, too. I just think, like, the puck just went in net afterwards. I don't know what changed or anything. Like, I don't think anything's changed that much. But, yeah, just had a good time over there. Mini vacation, play one game, though. But it was fun.
Just a little cold.
Yes, yeah, it's a little cold.
Yeah. All right, Leo, thank you. Enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
Excited to see how Leo comes back after his second off season. I expect him to probably even get bigger and stronger in this offseason and continue to put in the work. Obviously, what a great experience it was for him at the Four Nations, and to come out of it and have the final half of his season that he did, truly impressive. And it gets you so excited for the future. He was working so well alongside Cutter Gauthier and Alex Killorn, who he's basically played with most of his career at this point, like he noted. But really, in particular, curious to see how him and Cutter continue to build that chemistry and, you know, if they'll be playing together next year, which the way they ended, I would expect them probably to start out that way. So next up, we have Jackson Lacombe. He was someone that I think a lot of fans going into this year, maybe flying under the radar, they didn't think too much of him. The coaching staff, though, they saw it. They saw the work he put in the offseason. They were ready for it. And it took him a little bit of time. But by December, Jackson Lacombe, through the rest of the season, I'm telling you, after that Cam Fowler trade, that's when he took his play to the next level. He finished sixth on the team in points. He had 43 points on his season in 75 games played, 14 goals, 29 assists, 14 goals for the defenseman. I mean, he knows how to shoot the puck. We've seen that. He has got a great shot and just such a smart player. I mean, for how young he is, 24 years old, he plays like a veteran guy. You see his awareness, situational awareness at points. And it kind of just blows me away that this was only his second season in the NHL. And to go from 71 games played last season, 17 points, to 75 games played, 43 points. Talk about a jump. Not only that, minus 24 last season, zero rating at the end of this year. So overall, you know, numbers, I don't feel like always represent a defenseman well, especially if they're not a two-way guy, if they're more of a defensive defenseman. Jackson, in this case, more of a, obviously, offensive defenseman. But one thing in particular that can't be overlooked is his time on ice. He goes to 22 minutes plus on average time on ice. And that just speaks to the trust that he built within this coaching staff and team overall. He became this team's number one defenseman this year. Talk about a breakout year for him. And the league was put on notice. I asked him about that. I'm not going to spoil it. So without further ado, here's Jackson Lacombe. We're joined now by Jackson Lacombe. Jackson, the year's finished up and it was a big year for you. How would you kind of evaluate the way it went?
I thought it was great. I think, you know, a lot of positivity out of, you know, the group. And I feel like for me, for myself, I think as the year went on, we just got a lot better. And I think personally, I was just trying to kind of work on ways to improve my game. And so I thought we kind of ramped it up as the season went on.
When you look back to December, those games that you were sat early and then how you came out of that, do you think that kind of motivated you? I guess
I think so, for sure. I think I wasn't playing the way I wanted to right away, and I think taking time off like that in those games, I think just made me kind of think of what I could do to, you know, play my game, play my style. And I think when I came back, I was able to do that, and it just kind of helped me carry my confidence moving forward.
Finishing the year off with Radko as your partner, what was it like getting to learn from him throughout the season?
Yeah, it was awesome. Obviously, he's got so much experience and he's playing some high-level games, and obviously had a long career. So for me, I just kind of try and pick his brain every day. And whether it's on the ice or off the ice, he's always trying to help me out. So he's such a special teammate and player, obviously. So I think I can just learn from him so much from him.
You had that one big game that got a lot of attention around the NHL. What was that moment like for you, I guess, getting recognized, you know, nationally and then all over social media?
It was cool. I think for me personally, I don't really pay too much attention to that stuff, or try not to anyway, but obviously it was great having a game like that. And it could go that way or it could go the other way, you know, it's just how the league goes. But it was definitely a fun game for me and Goody too. So yeah, it was great.
When you evaluate the way the team was able to grow this year, in addition to your growth, what do you think about the future, I guess, of this young group?
I think it's great. Obviously, like you said, we improved so much this year, and obviously we're looking to do the same thing next year again. And like the guys to do it in the group, that's really close. So I think for us, we're just, you know, obviously really excited for next year, and we're all going to put in the work to improve.
One of the things for you this summer, it sounds like you're going to be heading to the World Championship.
Yep, that's correct.
And what are you looking forward to about that experience? I know it sounds like Cutter is also going to be on the team with you.
Cutter's going, so I think we're both excited. Obviously, you get to play for, you know, USA, and that's always a special, privilege and honor. And I think we're excited to kind of play in a tournament too. I feel like it's been a little bit since we got to really compete for something. So I'm just really excited about that.
Yeah, his hockey doesn't stop for you. You're going to keep playing.
No, it never stops. So even in the summer, it keeps going. So we're excited.
When you get to finally go home, what are you looking forward to? Any big plans this summer?
A couple of my friends are getting married, so it should be pretty fun. Otherwise, I just enjoy, summertime being in Minnesota. It's obviously a beautiful place. So you see my family and my grandparents, so I'm most excited about that.
You going to be taking up the mixed martial arts again or
we'll
any
see,
plans?
We'll see. I'll keep that behind the curtains for now.
Okay.
We'll see, yeah.
All right, we'll catch up again then when you come back. All right. All right, thank you, Jackson.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Congratulations to Jackson on a big year, and curious to hear if he ends up doing any mixed martial arts this offseason. As he said, he's not going to spoil it, but we know how much that helped him last year. So I would think that he'll probably pick it back up again this summer. Also, one other thing that wasn't mentioned there, but he started playing tennis last summer as well because he told me it helped with his agility and just quick movement. So I would think he might pick up tennis once again back in Minnesota for his summer. All right, next up, Cutter Gauthier, number 5 in points on the team this season, 44 points in his rookie year. And the biggest thing, which I ask him right off the top, so you're going to hear about it, 82 games played for him. He played in every single one of the Ducks games this season. That to me is just so impressive. I mean, rookie season, doesn't miss a single game, goes from playing a college schedule just a year ago to playing 82 NHL games. Talk about someone who takes care of their body, takes care of their mind, because this game is not only just a physical game, it's a mental game. And we saw that early in the season with Cutter when he was shooting. He wasn't scoring. I felt like maybe it was a little bit mental for him. Not only that, of course, adjusting to the NHL, adjusting to the goaltenders at this level, the defensemen, there's a lot of aspects. But if you have the right mindset, which Cutter always does, he wants to win. That's what he told me at the end of this season. He said, I don't care about the points for me. I want to win. That's why I came to Anaheim. I love that attitude. It shows on the ice. It shows off the ice. He carries himself so well and so mature. Everything about the way that Cutter has gone about this transition to Anaheim this season, my hat's off to him because he handled it so well. Finished the year, 44 points, 20 goals, one of the Ducks' 20 goal scorers this season, 24 assists as well. Ended the year playing alongside Leo Carlson. Like, he started the season, and it's funny thinking back to that because when the year started, the expectations were so high, the two of them playing on the line together, but we didn't see that chemistry and that confidence from really both of them at that point. But by the end of the season, playing so well, overall, you think about that stretch where Cutter had 5 goals in 3 games, just gets you so excited for his future here in Anaheim. And I caught up with him. Looked ahead to his summer. He's going to be playing a lot of golf, by no surprise. So let's get to it now with Cutter Gauthier. We're joined now by Cutter Gauthier. Cutter, you finish up your first full season in the NHL. You played every game this year, too. How did you just kind of feel at the end of this one?
Yeah, it was a long season. Most games in a season I played has been 41. And so 82 games is a lot on the body. But it was fun, great group of guys, great training staff to help me get me through it. And any, bumps or bruises I had along the way, it was great managers from those guys. And, it's part of it. So I had a great year. It was fun. And I can't wait to get back next year.
What was your biggest learning curve this year, just adjusting to the NHL game?
I think the pace of the play. These guys are the best in the world for a reason. It's the best league in the world. And it doesn't matter what night it is, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. It could be any night of the week. And you're playing against, the best players in the NHL and getting matched up against, Connor McDavid or Sidney Crosby or these legend type of players. And, it's hard. And you just got to get used to it quickly and adapt and can't be in so much awe. But just, they're your opponents. So you got to kind of give it to them. So it's been a fun year learning from that, but definitely pace of play. These guys are the best, like I mentioned.
Was it kind of surreal getting to play against some of these guys that, you've watched your whole life, just all the different NHL stars?
Yeah, definitely watching on TV for all the years, wanting to be in the NHL, and then facing up against them on a face-off or skating by them in warm-ups has been pretty special. And you kind of soak it in and you're like, wow, this is it. Like, this is pretty cool. So it's definitely been really cool for me this year, going to every single place, every single away city, experiencing it all, kind of seeing the new rinks, the venues, and all the different players. So it's been a great year. It's been super fun.
Did you have a favorite rink to play in?
Yeah.
One that you were excited to see?
Yeah, other than the Honda Center, the Bell Center for sure.
Okay.
They did a great job when we were there. They sold out warm-ups for warm-ups, so that doesn't normally ever happen, so it was really cool to see.
Personally, for some of the goals that maybe you set going into the year, do you feel like you were able to meet some of those, or, you know, I guess when you kind of evaluate your season?
Yeah, it was an okay season. I set pretty high expectations for myself and high standards, and you know, it was a good learning year for me. Get comfortable with the coaches, my teammates, staff, what it's like to be an Anaheim Duck, and you know, I have some really high standards set coming into next year. So, you know, that's what the next 3-4 months here in summer is going to be about.
I know we've talked so much about playing alongside Leo and Killer in these last final games, but you know, how much did they help you too in the final stretch?
Yeah, definitely. Being with Leo, it's been a great player to play with, and you know, someone similar to my age that we can kind of get through it together. And Killorn, obviously, with all the experience he's had and how many years he's been in the league, he understands, you know, kind of every situation. So every time we come back to the bench, you know, he's showing me plays on the iPad, what to work on, you know, plays to be made. So it's been great learning from both of them, and just kind of going through it.
As you look to the summer, what are you going to be doing? What's your off season looking like?
Off season is going to be a lot of golf back home in Michigan. Hopefully the weather's gets a little nicer. It's not too nice right now, but spend time with the family, working out, skating, and trying to golf as much as I can.
Will you be skating where you have been working out the last couple of years at USA Hockey?
Yeah, I'll be at USA Hockey all summer, right in Plymouth, working out, skating, course by noon. And then maybe get lucky, go to lake on the weekend.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Cutter. Congratulations on your first season.
Thank you.
All right. One last thing on Cutter. I mean, his goal song, every time that played in Honda Center this year, it had everyone dancing. It's so good. I hope he keeps it because I loved it. I know a lot of people love it. And hopefully we're going to be hearing even more of it next season. Next up, we have Olin Zellweger. Kind of a challenging year for him, his first full season with the team. But we knew around the trade deadline when Brian Dumoulin was traded, it was time for the kids to play the rest of the games. That was one of the biggest points of that trade. Pat Verbeek wanted to see the kids getting their time on the ice, developing, getting that game experience. And that's what Olin Zellweger was able to do at that point, because him and Pavel Mintikov were switching off throughout the season, especially in the later half of the season. So Olin, it felt like, started the year really strong, kind of went through some ups and downs. And we saw that a little bit in his game. But that's what happens when you're adjusting to the NHL. I know that keeps being the message in this episode, but I mean, this is about the kids right now, and it's about them developing and learning the NHL game. So Olin Zellweger finished the year 62 games played. We know that's because of what I was just mentioning, but 20 points on his year, 7 goals, 13 assists. He is someone that, one thing in particular stood out to me from his game this year is just his, I don't want to say aggressive, but kind of unexpected physical game that we see from him. And I don't know if it's maybe due to making up for things. He's a smaller guy, but he is like, I mean, when, first of all, one of the best skaters. I mean, truly, he flies up and down the ice. But bringing that physical side to his game, I love to see that from him because you don't expect it. And we got to see it quite a bit this season. And I feel like that just shows some of his development. We know, I mean, first of all, what an amazing shot he has, similar to Jackson in that sense, both of them getting time on the power play, but he's got those offensive instincts for the net, shooting the puck whenever he could. I mean, he took 130 shots this season compared to last year, only 26 games, 34 shots. Olin's got a hard shot. We know he can make the most of it as well. I'm surprised he only had 7 goals, but sometimes that's the way it goes. And there's a lot of growth to be had for Olin Zellweger. So let's listen to that conversation now. We're joined now by Olin Zellweger. Zelly, the season's over. How would you kind of evaluate this season for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I went pretty good overall. Lots of ups and downs, lots of areas to improve. And then I think most importantly, learning and taking in all those different moments throughout the year. And, you know, thinking on those and kind of coming back with a better understanding of, everything I'm going to be able to do on the ice and stuff for next season.
When you look at the year, I mean, obviously, there was the switching in and out of the lineup. How did that kind of affect your game and the way you've approached the year?
Yeah, it was kind of tough, honestly. Feel like I almost had like three different seasons in one, where I played the first 20 games and then my next 20 were kind of in and out or whatever, and then the last 20 I played all in a row. So it was definitely that was challenging to always be I think confident, maybe is the word, I don't know, playing with that assertiveness that you kind of need, especially for the player and the way I play that you need. I think I learned a lot from it. I learned a lot from watching and stuff like that what I need to do to keep getting better.
How much did some of the older guys, Dumoulin, Gudas, Trouba, how did they help you this year?
Yeah, they were big. I think Goody was great. Troops I played with and stuff, which was, he was helpful and stuff on the bench. And then, early on I played with Cam a lot, which was good for sure for me. And then Dumo was, he sticks out for me the most, I think, just kind of, I think I've talked about it before, but just his, it felt like to me it was pretty selfless, wanting wanting to give kind of everything he's experienced and stuff to me, so that helped me a lot. And it's kind of sucks, right? Business of the game.
What was it like adjusting to playing in the NHL, full time this year?
Yeah, I think one of the harder things, I think, is kind of knowing, all the players. Obviously, everyone's good, but you need to kind of, it's still, a lot of the game is one-on-one, and you got to know, their strengths and stuff. And I think I really knew all the players in junior, and that kind of allowed me to be really confident in myself, knowing I can pretty much beat anyone out there. But then at this level, I still had the belief that I could do that, but there's a certain bit of uncertainty when you don't quite know all the players and their capabilities quite yet. But I think that's something that I definitely got more comfortable with in the last bit of the season here, playing every team kind of twice, even watching some players, watching out of town games when we have a day off, all that sort of stuff really helped me, I think.
You got to play against some of the biggest stars in the NHL, guys that I'm sure you've looked up to as well. I know Ovechkin, particularly one of those. What was that like for you to experience that?
Yeah, that was awesome. McDavid, Ovechkin, those type of guys, Crosby, those were all kind of, really cool to play against those guys. And, they're all so unique in their own way. I think that's what kind of makes them the star players. They have something that separates them from everyone else. It's just so much fun to play, especially Ovechkin and Crosby. They're kind of the two stars of the league for the last, 20 years or whatever. So, yeah, it was great to play against them.
Do you have a favorite moment from this year? Maybe one that stood out, whether it was at a rink you loved or just a moment with the guys?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, something this sticks out. The first road trip to, I think we went to New York and stuff. That was pretty fun. I feel like where we all, like, kind of settled in as a group. We played the first few games at home here, and then we went there and kind of get to know everyone a lot better and go from there. So that was a pretty fun moment, I think.
Got lost in New York with that scavenger hunt, too.
Yeah, that was the scavenger hunt. We hit mostly all the spots, I think.
Yeah. When you look at your summer now, what does that look like? Where are you going to be home training, getting to see some of your old hockey friends too?
Yeah, for sure. I obviously have a lot of friends my age, 20, 21, 22 that I've grown up playing with that, they still play pretty high level hockey, which is good. So I can, hang out with those guys and, we can skate and stuff together, work out and stuff together. I think, this off season, it's going to be really important for me. I obviously don't feel I'm, fully mature in terms of like strength and, body, composition or whatever, which is, I feel there's still a lot of growth to be had in those areas and on the ice. That could translate to the ice, I think, very well. So I think I'm going to take a little of a different approach to my off season a bit and try to really maximize a few things. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have fun, too, out on the lake?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I love to go surfing and fishing and stuff like that. So, yeah, there'll be lots of time for that, for sure.
One other thing I want to ask you about just from your game this year, you seem more just aggressive too as the season went on, just with your play, your checking and all of that. How did you get comfortable in that area?
Yeah, I think it's, I've always been a little, I think, a bit where I kind of start out a little, reserved, I think is the right word, kind of playing in that role a bit too much, and then I tend to almost like let loose a little bit, and I think maybe I was just scratching the surface to end the year being a little more aggressive. I think I can definitely got another level to be had in terms of checking and body contact and stuff like that, and then obviously I think that aggression too when I have the puck, making more plays and driving more, making more of an impact when I do get those opportunities.
Well, Olin, enjoy your summer, and we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, at some point too.
Okay, thank you.
Big things ahead for Olin Zellweger's off season. Zelly loves to be out on the lake. He loves fishing, all of that. And I think he's going to get to enjoy quite a bit of that this summer. All right. Last but not least, we have Mason McTavish. What a year for him, too. Big jump this year. He finished second on the team in points with 52 points in 76 games played, 22 goals, 30 assists, also a big drop in his penalty minutes this year. That was something that I feel like I kind of alluded to a couple times this season, but last season, 86, drops it down to 38, which is good. I mean, the Ducks were a lot more disciplined this season, but also good that McTavish was able to kind of keep the emotions in check. So overall, I feel like his season, when he started to drive to the net more, I mean, again, another guy that has a great shot, but we saw him driving to the net more. Greg Cronin always calling him a bulldog on the ice. You see that in the way he plays. Big jump for him this year. And there are a lot of expectations for McTavish here in Anaheim. Obviously, a first round draft pick back in 2021. We're starting to see more of what he can be here for this team. And he's going to be an important piece. I really feel that way moving forward with this group. So let's get to my chat now with Mason McTavish.
Mason, finished up the season here. How would you evaluate personally how the year went for you?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, some ups and downs. I think I didn't start the way I wanted to start. I think maybe I put a little too much pressure on myself, or, you know, was thinking a little bit too much when I was out there. And then, you know, about 30 games into it, I kind of started to play a little bit better and more to my standard. And hopefully that's what I can bring into next year too.
Well, a career high points for you this year, 22 goals as well. You know, I guess when you go forward from this year and kind of reflect back on it, how would you kind of evaluate that for you and just your improvement there?
Yeah, no, I think if you asked me that at the start of the year when I, you know, wasn't really playing that well and producing that much, yeah, I'd be definitely very happy with it. But, you know, being here now and looking back, I think I got a lot more. I can do a lot more, and I have the confidence that, you know I can, you know, produce at a high level and play at a high level. And that's, like I said, something I want to carry into next year.
One thing in particular, going from minus to a zero rating this year now, you know, I guess for you, how does that feel and knowing that improvement?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I think, you know, it's sometimes a funky stat where, you know, you get a late change and you're out there and whatever it may be. But, you know, over time, it does work itself out. And, you know, you obviously want to be a plus player. And, you know, it's something a lot of guys take a lot of pride in. And, yeah, for me to be at zero, I mean, obviously it's not where I want to be. I want to be obviously higher, but it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Looking ahead to your summer, any plans or anything that you're looking forward to?
Just being back home with my friends and family. That's kind of a nice time to just recharge and, you know, recover and slowly kind of build back up into it and get ready to take on another season.
What are you going to be focusing on in your training? Have you thought about that this summer?
Yeah, no, I think just skating. I think the game's so fast. I think you want to work on always your speed and, you know, first three steps, explosiveness and stuff like that. I think I want to hold on to pucks more, get a little stronger. Just kind of the standard stuff that that everybody's going to do.
Is there any moment from this season that sticks out in your mind, whether it was at home or on the road, anything that you really enjoyed or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think just spending time with my teammates, especially, you know, on the road, it's always fun going for dinners and stuff like that. Just getting closer with them. We have such a great group in here, and we're very fortunate to play together and play in the NHL. So it's something nobody takes for granted.
Thank you, Mason. Enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
That'll do it for our interviews with some of the kids from the exit interviews on Friday. They get to go home now, recharge, reset, put in some work this off season. We'll see them again back in the end of the summer, just as we get to enjoy the off season now. But don't worry, we will have plenty of content for you all summer long, just as we have the past two summers. A lot of big things coming up. As I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, we're going to have free agency, the draft, development camp. It just doesn't really slow down for a bit of time. And of course, the ongoing Stanley Cup playoffs. So make sure to tune in here on DuckStream. We'll have plenty more of that. But as for now, thank you for listening to this episode of Light the Lamp, and we'll see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.